You referred to the whole issue of, systemic therapy in the stage two patient in general. And I'd like to explore that a little bit more with you. From a practical perspective, if a patient with average risk stage two disease asked you, if I take adjuvant chemotherapy, will my risk go down? How do you respond?
Well, I think what the ASCO panel attempted to do is to develop discussion points that can be conveyed to the patient by the physician to try to determine for that individual a risk versus benefit ratio, if you will. And I think there are a number of points that are very important to discuss. First of all, you need to have some sense as to what does the patient want to know. There are some individuals who want to have a great deal of information about their risk, whereas others have very little interest in knowing statistics. In addition, you need to understand what is the patient's perception of risk, because we know that varies considerably. And there are individuals who are willing to take sizable risk to avoid, for example, a certain component of toxicities. So you really need to understand what the perception is of risk. And then I think it's important to really convey to the patient what the literature has shown us to date. And what the literature states is it's not a situation where there's no benefit from adjuvant therapy for the stage two patient. That's not true. There is some benefit, but if you look at, for example, the Cancer Care Ontario analysis of 37 trials, 11 meta-analyses, and then ASCO asked Cancer Care Ontario to do an even tighter, more specific analysis looking at trials where there was a defined appropriate adjuvant regimen versus surgery. And when you look at those data, the benefit is less than 5%. In fact, it's probably closer to 3% for the general population of stage two patients.
In terms of what parameter?
In terms of benefit of therapy translating to five-year survival improvement. So for some individuals, 3% may be great, and people will be willing to undergo risk of chemotherapy for that level of benefit, where, of course, other patients, when they hear this placed in context of a benefit, may want nothing to do with adjuvant therapy. So it's not a matter of benefit or no benefit. It's a matter of it's a small benefit. Now, there are individuals who are at more risk than others. We have not been able to define these risk parameters as well as we would like to, but I think most people agree that certainly a T4 patient is at considerable risk of recurrence. And this is shown in the AJCC staging system in the sixth edition, where now stage two patients are divided into two subsets, 2A and 2B, and there's certainly a survivorship difference between those two groups. So I think many oncologists, because of the risk that is real for a T4 patient of recurrence, may state that given the risk, those individuals should receive adjuvant therapy. Now, what we can't say is that that particular group will do better because they received adjuvant therapy. That's an unknown. But at least you can say the risk is there and that patient should be considered. Another group, if there's been inadequate sampling of lymph nodes, and there's not a set magic number, but the analysis of past adjuvant trials has shown that if there are 10 or fewer lymph nodes sampled, those patients have considerable reduction in survivorship. So what I recommend is to go back to the pathologist if you have a patient in that situation and determine whether additional lymph nodes can be evaluated. If they cannot, then that patient is inadequately staged. And I think in that situation, you're justified in offering adjuvant therapy. If a patient has other potential adverse prognostic factors, such as evidence of vascular invasion or lymphatic invasion or a poorly differentiated tumor, that's a situation where you may say, well, prognostically, that patient's at higher risk, and the patient should know this and might, therefore, accept the risks of adjuvant therapy because there's perceived higher risk. What we hope is, with these future trials, since we've become very cognizant of a variety of risk factors, that we can get a better handle and can we have better linkages as to who is at risk and will the therapy truly have added benefit for those individuals.